Well, it doesn't have to be one-to-one.
I would say, and something, you know, Dave from Rebel Scum asked last group, you know, obviously we can't do a 6-inch Death Star. We can't do a 3¾-inch Death Star. So, but that doesn't mean we can't do sort of more scene elements, like a throne or something like that, that makes sense. There's a lot we're talking about now in the Black Series, and specifically 6-inch, how we can sort of build out that world beyond figures and
wooden open or whatever, just, you know, too much plastic. You know, could you make it hollow?
I mean, we could do, like, you know, the old Kenner style of doing, like, a small quadrant playset.
Sorry.
You know, in titanium, our Skycast, we have a Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're different scales. Could we do a really beautifully deco, you know, smaller scale Death Star? We could. Mm-hmm. That's not something we've talked about.
Cool. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Back in 2013, when you were going to have the Legacy Collection line, mm-hmm. and that got canceled,
yeah.
and Black Series was born,
yes.
the orange phase, a couple of like production samples had shown up on eBay, and you had explained at Toy Fair, Hasbro had explained at Toy Fair, that none went to production, but then Calendars.com got a whole assortment in their stores and online.
Yeah.
What was the story behind some went to production, or why did they just show up online out of the blue?
Some made their way into production. It wasn't meant to be the case. So, yeah, there were some that went into production, and they made their way out there, but it was never meant to or distributed to a point where it was a mainline item.
Because very shortly after that, you did the Amazon exclusive. So
yeah.
Why would you make an exclusive when the real product was available?
Because
before that, with different SKUs and no UPCs on the Amazon individual thing.
Sorry?
They changed the packaging for the Amazon one.
No,
we did. I know they did,
but why couldn't you just use the product that was produced as the exclusive?
The original idea of doing that, build a droid, super articulated figure in the Legacy Collection packaging, would have priced itself out of the price that we were used to. And that's ultimately why we decided to reimagine it in keeping with it at $9.99 and kind of what was born out of 3¾-inch Black Series.
Okay.
So it was, we had to make the unfortunate call of saying, oh, it's not going to make it to mainline because we can't kind of justify it at the price. Some was produced and made its way out there. The Amazon item itself was an exclusive. We have a little bit more flexibility there. So that's what happened with that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Are we any closer to a return to the vintage collection in 3¾?
We get closer every year. Yeah. I will tell you, it
so
is more.
Yeah,
I know.
And more time.
Yeah, exactly. It is more passionately discussed now than it ever has been. I'd say it's coming. I can't tell
you
exactly
when. The
second
market prices are outrageous.
I know they are. Yeah, and we have new figures and new ways of doing it. You know, a lot of it's also working with Lucasfilm and kind of agreeing on the time. As we've said in the past, it's like, you know, it's not meant to be out for a while. But it's also been rested for a long time now, so it could be the time to bring it back. So we're really excited about it. We've been talking about it more and more. We haven't lined on when. It will be. It's just a matter. It's not an if. It's a when. Yeah. Yes.
There goes Imperial Shipping.
How are you?
Pretty good. If we do return to vintage,
yeah.
will we see a return to full articulation?
So I mean, that's an interesting question. Right now, in my mind, that is sort of synonymous with vintage. Is to do it the way that you guys are used to it. You know, that ended in 2012. We've also recently heard in the last couple groups, hey, why don't you just do the 5-point articulated figures and the vintage card back? And I said, Paul's going to roll his eyes on the heart when that happens.
And that's correct.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, if we do it, that would be
I'm for that.
You are for that.
I'm for it, too.
Yeah.
I am, too.
Yeah, so
Sorry,
it's...
Bite your tongues.
Well, actually, it has more to do with the SRP. I mean, one of the problems we had was a lot of people seem to really be bristling with the $8.99. Not that the new combined weapons aren't exciting. It's just that,
yeah.
you know, it takes a couple of extra dollars, and you got to make your nut. The stores do, too. But seeing a $4.99 or a $5.99 figure really seemed to encourage deeper collecting.
Yeah.
If you can't do super articulated,
yeah.
reducing the cost is a good option.
They're $7 and $8.99 now, though, Adam.
Not
the 5PO, yeah.
And if they
yeah.
take out that accessory, maybe it could be a dollar less. Maybe kids could buy one more of their allowance.
Yeah.
It's for collectors, not kids.
It was an interesting thought. Obviously, it's a heated debate, very passionate debate, and we acknowledge and respect that. So I think I don't know what the answer is, how it will come back. If I had to take a guess, it would be super articulated, as you've known, but it's certainly, you know, there are different, yeah. Well, that's another thing, too. We've been talking about beyond our fan poll, you know, how we can get you guys to have a little more dialogue with us, you know, outside of these meetings to kind of hear these things, bounce ideas off of you. And that's something we're definitely going to be digging into this year and finding new ways to do that. We read your sites, as Steve said. He wasn't BSing. He's constantly on your sites hearing what you have to say.
But Americans, because they are American films.
Yeah, well, the British, we don't really. No. That's
if
the beauty.
If you do a focus group, you don't include us Brits.
We'd love to come to Rhode Island and have a round table with you.
Yeah. More to come on that. Yeah, definitely.
Until the super articulated vintage come back, will the Walmart Black Series continue?
Yes. Yes, they will. Yeah, the plan right now is to keep them at Walmart. We're going to continue to support it. I know it's not in the quantities that you were used to back in 2012. But we're going to have some new offerings in the spring that we're going to reveal very soon, more than likely on the Pulse.
Can you tell them to check their warehouses more often?
No. So, I've actually found that Walmart, at least locally in the New England area, has been pretty good with getting them out there.
Great Lakes area.
Where?
Great Lakes area.
Great Lakes? Okay.
Los Angeles is terrible.
Really?
Okay. West is terrible.
You ask Steve, he can't get a thing.
Unless you want to go to
Canada. Yeah, I can't in Seattle either.
Seriously, Steve can't get a thing.
Yeah. Okay. You're West, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's
terrible.
Yeah.
Seattle's the same.
Can't get anything.
Okay. A .com component to that distribution would be very helpful.
Yeah. Well, it should be there, and that's the plan.
It would help us as well, because Asda in the UK are not great at stocking.
Right.
Okay. With the Walmart.com, are you aware that they're, raising prices as the stock gets low?
It's out of our control. I mean,
that's totally out of your control.
Well, I mean, it's the retailer sets the price, and we ultimately suggest what it will be, but ultimately they're the ones that determine
When they get new stock, it starts off at $12.83, and then I guess as it gets lower, it goes higher the price. So it's not like they're.
Walmart.com also lets third party sell.
I'm not talking about third party.
Well, still,
it's not. I mean, that's again, not something that we would make the call as a Walmart exclusive. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of discussion. There's a lot of analysis of it. I mean, my U.S. marketing colleagues are always talking about the state of how it is at Walmart, how we support it. You know, the levels. You know, we're trying to introduce new figures and also bring back some of the older ones from the vintage collection beyond that didn't get enough distribution. Obviously, distribution is still an issue. If you guys are saying it is,
huge.
So we'll dig into it and try to figure out how to get them in. They're being produced. And it's not a Rebel situation where I've told you we produced a lot of figures and never made their way out there because of distribution. But we'll figure it out.
In terms of a change when Rogue One comes, mm-hmm. will we still see, as we have in the past, continuation of existing figures from prequels, original trilogy, and Force Awakens continue?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I know there's lots more Force Awakens figures coming in the pipe, and I guess they'll be revealed over...
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be real over time. I mean, you've seen the film. There's a ton.
Yeah.
Just like, I mean, we're still getting to figures from the original trilogy,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
We will, the cadence typically, when a new movie launches and we hit product, we'll go heavy on that new movie, but we'll never move away from Force Awakens. I mean, we've even been talking about, there's some actual, you know, new trilogy characters we've never done in Black Series that we really should have done, and by now we've started talking about those. There's so much now, and we're trying to get it out there. It's just a kind of a balancing act, but no, we'll never walk away from that. Yeah.
We've had some pretty astute readers dig into Walmart's inventory and come up logically that Captain Phasma, Asti, and the Snowtrooper coming out in the Walmart exclusive line. Can you elaborate on that at all?
I can't yet.
Okay.
Soon you'll know. We'll be able to reveal it. I want to try to get back to where we can reveal things. And
okay.
You guys don't learn about them without us telling you.
Yeah.
We'll be good for that. So that's more to come very soon.
Okay.
And then there'll be some more in the fall. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've had a really nice large vehicle in the collection. Mm-hmm. We had the Millennium Falcon from last year, a little smaller than the Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Is there any chance of another large vehicle in the near future?
Yes.
And hopefully one without Nerf launchers.
Yes, we're going to have some more large vehicles in 3 3/4 for sure. We're it's striking a balance. We want to make sure it's something that you guys would feel happy about having on your shelves, but something that kids would want to play with beyond just being able to go like this with it. So, no. Can't keep what's that?
Sail barge?
You guys never asked for that. That's strange.
What about something that's simple like a Force Awakens branded BMF Falcon?
So that would be cool. I mean, and something we've talked about. It the Falcon that you guys got in vintage, you know, the BMF right now, if we were to produce that now, it would be hundreds of dollars more than what we were able to produce it in the past. That's just a fact. And that's something, you know, when we do get you guys in, we talk to you, we want to give you a little bit more of a peek behind what we deal with on a daily basis. It's not just like a, we know they really want this, but we're just not going to give it to them. You know, there's a production aspect of it and a cost aspect of it. You know, as labor goes up and materials go up, it is kind of what it is. So we look at that. Like, do we really want to do, and I'm not saying this is the number, but do we really want to do a $600 Millennium Falcon? Would people buy it? Okay, well, there's one. All right. So, I mean, it could be. It could be a great exclusive opportunity.
Well, at this
point,
the BMF in the second market is $5.
Yeah.
And people are paying it.
But a second market versus what we would need to justify it as a mainline item is a different situation. So we're always looking at it. I'd love to do that. I love that. I have one on my desk. It's phenomenal. I'd love to update it for Force Awakens. It's just to get it out there and the price it would need to be in order to keep it quality enough to where you guys would like it. It's a challenge. Yes.
Well, on that note, how about an upgrade pack? If you do a new Han Solo, for example, you could make a new radar dish that can plug onto my existing Falcon. Now, obviously, it wouldn't be a great accessory for every collector, but there are certain collector lines that another El Segundo toy manufacturer does.
It has
an extra accessory or two for a previous toy. An upgrade that would be a great feat.
That is, I mean, there are, and I'm not going to, I'm not even knowledgeable enough to talk to it, you talked to Steve, but there are other differences in the Falcon from the Force Awakens,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So there are tooling issues. Mm-hmm. That's one that we could easily do, pop on the new, but is that something that you'd be satisfied with, or would need to kind of do it right?
In a $9 figure instead of a second larger rifle or another accessory, or maybe if you had somebody, a small diminutive character, and you need something to plus it up.
Cool idea.
That'd be great. BB-8 with a radar dish for $9.
Yeah.
You know, okay. BB-8 with a radar dish.
All right. That's a cool idea. Yeah. I mean, it's a first step, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would answer a lot of.
Yeah.
And that's a little noticeable different part.
It is, for sure.
I mean,
yeah. Most of it's interior wise that's changed.
Yeah, the cockpit's completely changed.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, to do that.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Cool idea. Yes.
And I love creatures. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah,
I love the Dewback, the Tauntaun.
Yeah.
These are the things that made my childhood wonderful.
Yeah.
I would love a Hapabor or a Lugabeast or any big creature you'd care to do. Are those things something being considered?
They're definitely on the table. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, specifically, you mentioned Dewback and Lugabeast. We're like, how do we get these out?
3 3/4 or 6 inch?
6 inch right now. And 3 3/4. You know, they're great creatures, and that's the beauty of Star Wars. Creatures should be in the toy line. They're kind of not heavily represented enough right now. The humanoid ones are, but not the big ones. Yeah.
Luke and Leia in both scales from Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Please tell me they're coming soon.
They're coming soon.
We've got
ZZ.
Not on that, but it's really, really good with the new PR company, and it's working really, really well. And from Star Wars Insider, wearing that hat, it's worked really well. We've actually got some exclusive reveals in the March issue. With some new action figures, so that ties into a bit more action process.
Great. Yep.
Do you have a question? I don't know if anybody has a question.
Kylo Ren shuttle, Princess Leia.
Yeah, we didn't do a Kylo Ren shuttle. It's something we've talked about. I don't know if it comes back in the future or not, but that's something that I'd love to see.
It wasn't much different than the original Vader shuttle, was it? Except it was black.
No, it was pretty different. Yeah, it was a lot different. The wings are just massive on it. I mean, it's, you know, it's something we talk about. It's definitely a vehicle that I'd love to see made. Probably not. It's not terribly interesting as a ship. Would you like that? I mean, is that something that you would
buy everything?
I know. Well, I do. Yeah, we could. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You would probably, you know, 2 dozen figures inside, or 18 figures.
Right.
And it's wide, it's boxing, and it could definitely be a truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, we'll talk about it. That's definitely something we've moved away from saying. Oh, I don't know if that's interesting enough as a vehicle to do, but. Yeah. That's cool. Right. If you guys want like a Han freighter, we'll do that. I mean, awesome characters.
It would be nice as an homage maybe to do like a Kylo Ren carrying case in the old style.
Oh, yeah,
or
that
Vader's
is cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Something like that would be
or
really
the
nice.
Yeah.
The rectangular ones.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
Retro.
Or a trooper.
Yeah,
or
the mic machines, yeah.
You know, that's would cool. be really, really nice, I guess.
That's cool.
And
yep.
that relatively simple to do.
Yep. Yep, definitely.
The 3 3/4 inch TIE Fighter and X-Wing vehicles?
Yes.
it's coming with like little cheap rubbery plastic, and it's getting like bent and stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't display very well. I mean, are you addressing that future?
Yeah, we've done a running change in the packaging that has caused a lot of those to bend for sure, and the plastic that we've used in it. You know, there's a couple of quality control issues. There's also kind of toyetic, you know, safety issues that have led us to kind of go with a softer material plastic. But it's we've heard it loud and clear for sure, and something that we're actively addressing in the fall 16 line to make sure we don't have those same issues. If you have an X-Wing with bent cannons, call our consumer affairs. They'll be able to send you some fresh ones and replace it. Yeah, definitely. Same thing with the warp. Yes, same thing with the UK. Anywhere. Yep.
What exactly is the deal with the expanded universe from the past? It seems like every now and again you guys manage to sneak an old one in there, and that's really appreciated. We'd love to see more, because like Darth Revan is really cool. The Crimson Stormtrooper, loving the genius idea, like he deserves a raise. And there's just some really wonderful items coming up in that area every now and again. Rebels is good too. I want more Rebels. But
yeah.
What about pre the Disney changeover? Is there more of that coming, or are they kind of pushing you away from that?
No, they're not pushing us away. I mean, we have access to Legends, and we can do stuff within there. I think it's just, you know, finding the right. I mean, to be perfectly honest, we wouldn't have picked Revan to do mainline, but the fact that it hit so high in the fan, we're like, there's demand for it. That's the only figure we saw, you know, from the expanded universe that really went high with Legends now. So, you know, make your voices heard. If you want like a Darth Nihilus figure, then let us know. But I don't think. Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's so much content now that's canon that we're going against to dip back into expanded universe that only the hardcore, you know, really know about and care about is trickier for us. Yep.
I think you guys have to produce more products per year to not keep falling behind and never reaching those goals, you know.
More products per year?
Yeah, there's not enough figures released per year now.
Okay. Yeah.
And just one quick other thing. I was very ecstatic to see the Marvel 2 packs. I don't like Marvel, but
right.
The comic packs. Is there any hope for Star Wars comic packs returning the same way?
We've talked about it. Nothing near term. Mm-hmm. We had thought about doing it, you know, very close in the future, but moved away from it because mm-hmm. there's just so many different expressions we're looking at, especially
okay.
within Black Series. But it's something that keeps coming up again,
okay.
sure, especially with the great new comic entertainment. Yeah.
The 2-pack idea is Legends figures would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. That would be really cool. Especially, yeah.
I don't know, could you package a Dark Horse comic with the 2-pack now?
Probably not, no.
Mm-hmm. Marvel have reprinted them all anyway, so
yeah. Yeah.
The Jabba's Palace set that you did last year's Toys R Us exclusive, which came with the new Jabba.
Yes.
That wasn't released in Europe, and it's never been available in Europe. Is there any chance of re-releasing that Jabba?
There should be. I'm surprised that, yeah, I mean, every exclusive we make is available globally. There's no such thing as a U.S. exclusive. So the fact that it wasn't taken was...
MOQs aren't reached, and we don't...
There's that discussion between our UK team and retailers, but I will bring it up with them just to see if there's anything that we can do about that. Yeah. Sure, we can figure that out.
I'm not.
Yes.
One of my readers just texted me and said, I'd like to know from Hasbro why everything in 3¾-inch has to be either decisively super articulated or 5POA. Why can't there be a semi articulated medium?
So even our 5POA does have instances where we put more articulation in.
Rare, though.
Yeah, it is rare. Where we can, we'll do, you know, some wrist articulation or something like that. It's a balance. We want to hit that SRP and put as much into it as we can,
okay.
and sometimes there is an opportunity to do that.
Thank you.
You know, 5-point articulated, it's a balancing act for us in that we want to get a great sculpted figure for you guys, and I think we've done a really good job of that. There are some instances where we've had missteps that we've, you know, corrected. But then also the toyetic aspect for kids. So we're trying to kind of get two things from that SKU. And then you have your Black Series that is purely for you guys where it's super articulated, albeit not in high numbers, but it's all the deco and detail you want. That's currently our strategy. We're trying to make sure that we've got, you know, something for everyone to do like a, you know, an 11-point articulated figure. You know, it's just not something we've been discussing. Mm-hmm.
Celebration and San Diego this year.
Yes.
Share this group.
They will be. We're gonna have an exclusive at Celebration.
Yeah.
You'll also be able to get that at Comic Con, and we'll have something fresh for you at Comic Con too. So more to come. We'll be revealing that soon.
So what about people that are at Celebration but can't get to Comic Con?
Well, it's in the UK, you should have no problem.
No, you misunderstand.
Yes.
So all of the people that are spending their money to go to Celebration but won't be able to go to Comic-Con because it's the week after.
Yeah.
And then there's another exclusive there.
Yes.
Doesn't it make sense to share them?
Well, we want to make sure we give... I mean, San Diego is San Diego, so yeah, we want to make sure we give it, you know, its love. We know we always have, albeit a small amount of product, but on Hasbro Toy Shop. And again, just like our there is no U.S. exclusive, we do convention exclusives now. So yeah, once it hits for San Diego, any kind of future convention has the opportunity to pick it up. So we're talking about, you know, in Canada, you know, Fan Expo,
yeah,
more Gen Con, New York Comic Con, sure, yeah, there's opportunities there. So
okay,
I think we're getting better at giving more and more people the opportunity. We don't want to create these things and have nobody able to get them and get upset about it. But we also want to make it is special to go to a convention and you know, put your heart into that. We want to give you something special there.
So if there's a Celebration Europe exclusive, it will just be exclusive to Celebration?
No, so it'll be first available at Celebration, and then you'll also be able to get a Comic-Con. Again, that also gives the opportunity to serve Europe and the U.S., or North America, rather. Yes? Which ones? The exclusives, like Amazon?
Amazon had all the newer Stormtroopers.
Yeah, yeah.
Any thought process of expanding that maybe with Super Articulated?
The 6-inch?
No, this was the 3-inch.
Right, oh, okay. Yeah, we also do 6-inch Troop Builder packs too for them, Entertainment Earth. Yeah, yeah. Expanding it with Super Articulated. So, again, in the U.S., 3¾-inch Black Series is at Walmart. We're constantly talking about them, about, you know, doing, you know, different things within that world. So there's a possibility. We're definitely, from a troop building pack from 6-inch and 3¾, 5-point, you'll see new exclusives this year that kind of accomplish that same goal.
Something maybe along the lines of evolution of the Stormtrooper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then make that a Walmart exclusive that way.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. Yep. Yeah, it's a cool idea.
Will the Rogue One figures go into the existing 5-digit assortments, or are you guys going to do new 5-digit assortments for a, let's say, September rollout?
I can't really say right now, but okay. Yeah, we'll be revealed in time. Yes?
Hasbro Toy Shop, any talks of an affiliate program? Because currently we're going to link to our sponsors elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
But, you know, we'd like to also get you guys involved.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. If we have a team that runs Hasbro Toy Shop. I could definitely mention it to them. It's a good call. It
makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Okay.
Thanks.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't talk about Rogue One too much, but is the line itself going to be as extensive as, say, The Force Awakens was, or is it going to be like, you know, a third of that or two-thirds of that?
It'll be deep. I can't say if it'll be exactly the same figure count, you know, how it'll be, but it'll be a big offering for sure. Yeah.
Oh, cute. Every time I have an opportunity, I forget.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other companies that have been doing sort of retro Kenner-esque figures for their properties. Have you ever thought about going back and doing, even for the new movie, something truly sort of retro 5?
We've talked about it. Yeah. Again, there's so much to do, and there's so much that we're invested in now that we want to keep building. It's not in the cards right now. You know, we're always looking. You know, we have the 40th anniversary of A New Hope coming up next year. You know, there's different things we're looking to celebrate that. The other thing, I mean, you could find a lot of those figures, albeit out of pack now. So to kind of reproduce all of those, obviously the tools themselves are probably long gone. But
more characters that weren't done originally, or even something.
Not in the plan. I think we would need to dedicate and go after that as a line itself if we're going to do that, and that's not planned, but who knows in the future. Yeah. Yes?
I know you're saying that Walmart has a Black Series. In the case of the Comic-Con exclusive,
Toys R Us, we've worked with them. They've specifically asked for exclusives that they can sell at Comic-Con, and then that would then be in their stores. That's their choice as a retailer, so we've worked with them on that because they started actually having presence at the con to do that. You know, there's opportunity for other retailers. There's nothing really that we've planned right now. It's not a Comic-Con exclusive per se. It's usually first available at Comic-Con.
So just saying, like, let's say, I don't know, you get a Walker or something.
Yeah.
As an exclusive.
Yeah.
it would still go to Toys R Us if it included...
If it was Toys R Us, yeah. If it was sold at Comic-Con by Toys R Us and had their exclusive on it, then it would go to Toys R Us. It wouldn't be something we would share.
Would it have a different label than Black Series?
No, it would always be within an existing expression. Yeah, yeah, just as that those were, yeah, the ATS thing. Yeah, yes.
You've had the Black Series name for almost as long as the Vintage Collection was in production. Any changing the name of the line in the future?
In the long term, there's always a case. Right now, we're thrilled with how.
So we could see like the next couple of years still be Black Series.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's doing phenomenally well for us. And gotten great feedback on it. So.
And can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if everyone here feels similarly as me or if I'm in the minority here, but for people who don't go to the show, getting the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives is a nightmare.
Yeah.
That was our first taste of the first Force Awakens.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get. It's very frustrating as a collector.
Yeah.
Will you at least make more of a production so that they can sit at HasbroToyShop.com a little bit longer and just give everyone the opportunity to grab it?
Yeah.
I know exclusives are meant to be exclusive,
I know this is a cop-out question, but it depends. It depends on sort of where we are and being able to produce a certain thing. What we produce for San Diego this year, there's a chance that it would be, you know, able to be in greater quantities.
But
we've also made a very conscious effort to do something exclusive for San Diego, but also not, you know, prevent the rest of the Stormtrooper special packaging execution had some beautiful stuff there. But ultimately, you were able to get the figure in mainline.
But the Stormtrooper was unique because it was the first item from The Force Awakens,
yeah.
And people wanted to procure that for their collection.
Yeah, I know.
So, and now we're getting it's going to be Rogue One. We want that's the first Rogue One toy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, like I said, they're convention exclusives. There are other global conventions that have the opportunity. You know, we'll get a good quantity on Toy Shop, but they go fast.
They sold out in 2 minutes.
I know they did.
Killed
yeah.
the site every year.
It kills the site. You can't handle the volume.
Yeah. No, it is an exclusive. You know, we try to produce enough of it so people can get it, but ultimately it stays something special. So. You should go to Comic-Con.
No way. A plane ride would kill me. I couldn't take the plane.
Yeah.
No.
It's a really, really big deal.
Mm.
And there's so much that you could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one idea is a recreation of Palator Death Star or something like that, but are there plans on the table, or have you started? Well,
we
must have started, because obviously...
Yeah, we are, believe it or not, our 17 line is more or less,
you
know,
done.
In place.
Yeah.
It's never totally done. We're always tweaking and everything like that, but we know what we want to do, you know, working with Lucasfilm to kind of put plans in place, and, you know, we think it'll be really special. More coming.
I just want to be cognizant of people's time. If anyone wants time to talk to anyone in Transformers or Marvel, feel free to go check out those, talk to those guys as well.
Thanks, guys.
Good question.
Yeah.
You guys basically killed the slave Leia figure because the political correct police caught up with you for whatever reason. Is that ever coming back?
We never actually killed it.
That's
a
rumor.
That was in our very first iteration of Black Series 6-inch. So we produced it and then we moved on.
Okay.
We've heard people, you know, have issues, you know, with it. I mean, it's directly from the movie. I mean, our goal with Black Series is to be faithful to the movie, and that is a character scene. An outfit from the movie, and we did it. But we've moved on from it. There's no plans to bring it back right now.
Any deals with Costco for the holidays? Costco
deals like discounts,
you know,
exclusives or
exclusives? I mean, I notice you have a lot of multi packs at a big figures.
Yeah.
But you know, you do business with other retailers. Is something on the, you know, would Costco ever come up for an exclusive?
Yeah, we actually did one with them this past fall.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have plans with them for this fall as well. This past fall we did, and this. Coming fall, we do. Yes.
Titanium series seems to be doing well. Any chance of the 6-inch returning, or would that conflict with the Disney?
The Titanium Ultra series, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. We haven't discussed it. No. Nothing set right now for the figure.
The Titanium helmets look fantastic. So there's only four so far. Is that going to be, can we expect original trilogy and
Yeah, we have a roadmap for that that's pretty robust. So.
General Giant did a line that never materialized. It was called the Armory Collection, and of course it was made out of polystone. That was their medium.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, and same 1/6 scale size.
Okay.
And it really fills that void because so many of us were looking forward to that. So I hope you really do a lot of
OT. We have a lot of
OT.
Yeah, we do. A lot of OT, a lot of Force Awakens.
And D'Agostini doing a...
Yeah, it's very collector-focused, too.
D'Agostini are doing a 60-part work with 60 different helmets, exactly the same scale.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm aware of Bandai doing it in Japan, albeit plastic. So no, D'Agostini's doing it?
Yeah.
Die-cast?
Yeah.
Okay.
1/6 scale?
Yeah, 1/6 scale. Exactly. I have the first two at home, which is Vader and Fett. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're rolling out 60.
Really?
Okay. I'll send you the information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Thanks, James. That's really good. Okay. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but we have a lot coming on that.
It's $4.99 an issue, so it's around about $7 each. So it's a similar price point.
For the grumpy old men, whiny babies, is there any way that you could just produce a dozen every year super articulated figures for us instead of getting 3 and 6 and?
Yeah, well, so we're currently averaging around 10.
Not even.
Well, that's the plan. Yeah, between 8 and 10.
We have 5 figures from The Force Awakens.
Right, so far.
Well, Force Awakens.
There'll be 9.
Well, I it's something we're constantly discussing, and obviously 3 3/4, being at Walmart, being Black Series, does it go mainline? It's a constant discussion. I mean, I would love to do more there. I really would. It's just
a dozen would shut us up, make us very happy.
Really? 12?
At least 12.
Yeah, writing.
No, I
hear you.
You make 12, I'll shut my mouth.
Joe, if the mayor of Grumpy City says 12 figures.
Yeah.
Where will
make a call right now?
Yeah. I promised nothing.
He didn't mention that they repacked, so you can just put out whatever.
Oh, yeah, there you
go. No, 12 all new figures.
Don't set me up for that.
Don't put words in my mouth, James.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
12.
Okay.
12. That's not too much to ask, is it?
No, it's not too much to ask. It's just we manage that segment in the overall grand scheme of things. And right now, we feel like it's where it needs to be, but I'll definitely go back. And
well, we heard the excuses. Let's see the action.
Okay. There you go.
Are there any more plans for more
We're just talking about. Yeah. So there are definitely more plans. We're going to make an announcement on the spring wave that's going to hit. We have more for fall. They're continuing into the next year.
Continue to see Walmart.
The plan right now is to keep them at Walmart. Yes, in the U.S. Yeah. Yes.
Back in the 90s, you made some wonderful pop-up dioramas. One of the Cantina, one of Jabba's Palace, and there was a Rebel flight deck that was announced but never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know playsets are expensive, and I know the cost of everything is going up, but paper is nice and cheap.
Yeah.
Could we ever expect to see more environments similar to the footprint of a comic pack? Because you have a great Transformers generation stuff that was a comic book pack in the back. You could probably fold up a playset in a similar footprint, stick it in the package. Maybe make it for $17-$18. Is that something that could ever happen?
It definitely could. I mean, we're always... We're always looking at new technologies on how we can kind of do one more diorama kind of playset environments without going super heavy on plastic and tooling. So we're looking at it. I mean, I think we want to start getting more of those kind of scene elements in, especially 6-inch. So stay tuned. We'll see.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm interested in buying it.
Awesome.
In
All right.
Me too.
It's like Galactic Heroes. Mm.
Oh, sorry, James. Yep.
I don't really keep up with the prop stuff, but what's the status on the FX lightsabers?
We're going to keep doing them. We're going to keep introducing newness. We'll have a new one this fall that we'll announce. We've kind of updated the technology as we discussed at San Diego. If you bought one now, hopefully you'll notice that the lag time when you move it around is less because we have an accelerometer in it instead of the ball switch. And we're always looking at new tech to make the blade brighter, make it just more accurate. So, and Kylo Ren's lightsabers, pretty awesome. So, not right now. I know that. I mean, that's something that is. I personally really liked that we had that option. I wouldn't put it past us. It's something we'll talk about. But right now, we're focused on fixed blade. Yeah.
Galactic Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
You brought the name back,
yeah.
But the design element is still very much
Jedi Force.
Jedi Force. What was why did you do that? Because obviously Galactic Heroes was probably one of the most successful sub-brands within the Star Wars line ever.
Right.
So was that the reason behind it, because of the name, or?
Well, we brought the name back because it was known. Lucasfilm's comfortable with it. It kind of fits within Star Wars. That expression that was Jedi Force was very successful for us, too. And beyond kids, there was a great collector, you know, contingent on it, too. And it also fits within what we do within that scale across Transformers and Marvel as well, so it's kind of a cohesive statement for us. So the plan is to keep going as we have in that expression.
And then in terms of the new Marvel figures that you announced today, I think it's just over the 2-inch?
Yeah, the Miniverse or whatever, I think it is, yeah.
Will that come in Star Wars in the same way that the mini potato heads are coming to Star Wars this year, and they were introduced in the Marvel line last year, etc.
No plans for it right now. No.
They look better than the Jedi Force. Like when the Jedi Force first came out, they were like both hands armed at the same time. Like those are more like that's like a hybrid almost, right?
A little bit.
They look much better.
They're much better than the original.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, some of them have soft goods.
The Ghost crew look great.
I love the Ghost and the Phantom Ducks in it too. Yeah. It's really cute. Yeah, I mean, cool, awesome.
The Black Series Kylo Ren helmet was pretty fantastic. Are we going to see more like Stormtrooper Darth Vader in that format?
Yep.
Full helmet.
More to come.
Awesome.
Yeah, we love that. And that's the thing with Black Series. We're trying to, you know, kind of reach out and do different premium expressions. And I love the Kylo Ren. You know, we have something coming. I think it's even better. So.
It's great the Black Series branding worked out so well for you. And I don't know if I can vouch for me here, but one of the things I find a little confusing is, as a collector, sometimes you want to look up stuff and you want to recommend to people. Hey, you can go get this on eBay. When you type in Black Series Dark Vader, you get a bunch of disparate products. It'd be great if there was like Black Series XXL or Black Series Mini or just some word in there you can put in there to know on Amazon or eBay.
Yeah, specifically between 3 3/4 and 6-inch.
Absolutely, because we see a packaged Darth Vader in 6-inch and 3 3/4.
Can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
The red styles are different, but if you're a mom or a dad buying on Amazon, you're going to see the red background, the black box, and they're going to be kind of similar.
Yeah, this is something you guys brought up in New York Comic Con for sure, and it was kind of eye-opening for us, and we're like, oh, wow, that makes sense as an issue. So we've talked about it, and you know, we're looking at plans to try and get some differences between the two so it's easier to understand.
Why don't you just abandon that Black Series name for the 3 3/4 and use something crazy like Vintage Black?
That's insane.
And you have to use subtitles for characters when like describing their outfits, like Han Solo Hoth outfit. Like you just put Han Solo. Like the Han Trench coat is just Han Solo. It's confusing.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Anything to better distinguish the stuff on a search, because you know, if you work for an online store or something, you want people to be able to find exactly what they want. And,
absolutely.
It's funny, because I used to when I was in high school, I worked at a comic book shop, and we had kids who were confused. Just, do you have the Land Sphere bike? I'm like, you want the Land Sphere or the Sphere bike? Oh, yeah. I want the Land Sphere bike. I don't got any Land Sphere bike.
Right.
The numbering worked well.
Yeah.
I think the sales on the 6-inch Black Series
it was successful for us. Definitely,
it was?
We're looking at it was. I know. Yeah, I know you've got your thoughts on it, but it was successful. It's obviously, like I've said, more niche in terms of the fact that it's as big as it is and the price. We're bullish on doing more vehicles. And,
it's like peg warming every store in my area. Every store.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we've seen enough of a push through on it to feel like it's
good.
Worth
great.
Staying in line.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, but again, not even going necessarily that big. If they did a 6-inch do-back, it would be off the shelf.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're toying with. It's like, we went really big with the tie. You know, there's other vehicles that size that we could do, but there's also a lot that's kind of lower end, smaller, more accessible for you guys that we're looking at now. So.
How is Disney Venti as far as saying, don't make that, as far as classic and original trilogy go? It's pretty much as you do whatever you want, or are they kind of, I don't want to say dictating the direction of the line, but are they being good corporate stewards?
I gotta be honest, I mean, Disney's been great. We have a relationship with Lucasfilm, and I've not noticed the difference. I mean, it's very much still Lucasfilm. You know, we work hand in hand with them. They're as smart of their brand as we are, if not more, obviously, and we make decisions together, and there's not been an instance where Disney stepped in and said, no, you guys can't do that. Or you know, it's very much still driven by Lucasfilm and the brain that's there.
We haven't had any Disney Park exclusives for a couple of years.
Yeah.
In terms of packs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now that, you know, there's new stuff coming to the park, is that something that you've talked about, or...
We've talked about it, yeah. Beyond Star Tours, like you say, the big, yeah. I think it's an ongoing thing. Disney is doing a lot on their own now too, whereas in the past we've helped them. So
we'll build a droid stairs now, and it's not using
the yeah, exactly. Yeah, they build a lightsaber, all that kind of stuff. So you know, they obviously have their own capabilities, and that's a different situation. So you know, it's always a discussion.
A frequent criticism with our readers is you don't produce enough astromech droids.
Yeah.
With the build-a-droid parts you have, you could really produce some phenomenal, like, you know, movie-specific sets.
Yeah.
Like, a set in Episode 1, like you did for the Naboo starship droids for the Phantom Menace 3-day line.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, impossible to find.
We're looking at a lot of exclusive opportunities to
okay.
get some more of them out there.
Great.
3 3/4 and 6-inch.
Great.
On both of those issues, are you planning on, I guess, are there plans to continue to build a droid in the parks and you guys will be supporting them?
That's kind of, it's separate.
Apples
Disney,
and oranges,
Disney
right?
Disney does that on their own, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with...
They're different sculpts.
Yeah, the latest wave,
yep.
when they reintroduced it about a year ago, it was all Disney stuff. It's nothing to do with Hasbro anymore. So
yeah.
They don't even have the wires on the feet.
Nope. Oh, yeah?
When they ran out of left, I remember I went there and a couple of years ago, I basically had a meltdown because I only had my left legs. I'm like, ah! Way to Florida from Phoenix. That was one of those moments where you question every moment in your life. Because you're a grown man who paid $100 to get into a theme park just to buy robot figures. They didn't have them. You're like, what do I do? And I suppose I've ever had to do a toy related mental breakdown. So I'm really glad they changed that.
Are we going to be able to go back to the showroom?
Unfortunately, no.
I don't like this new setup.
Sorry, what was that?
No.
I'm not liking this new setup.
Because there's a lot of brands that couldn't even get to.
Yeah.
Not just Star Wars. I mean,
it's good feedback, and we'll look forward to hearing feedback from you guys about this and how we can tweak it and make it better for you next year. But unfortunately, we won't be
Thank
going
you
down there again.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Yeah.
I have one question for you, but it's really a one-on-one question. So can I ask that when they leave?
It's only my bodyguards here.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.